I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. So, the Panama Papers, that's a concise name for a huge, very complicated story. The massive document leak is exposing how the rich and powerful hide their money offshore, often avoiding taxes in the process. Okay, some people who followed the story say, fine, we know the rich do this kind of thing, and besides, it's mostly within the law. Well, here's a story that illustrates the actual human cost behind some of these complicated offshore banking deals. The Mossack Fonseca story extends to South Africa in 2007, and the biggest fraud that country ever witnessed. Reporter Aaron Conway-Smith in Johannesburg has looked into it for our Global Post team. And Aaron, according to the leaked documents, Mossack Fonseca helped set up offshore companies that were camouflaging money that should have been death benefits for families whose husbands and fathers died in an accident in a South African gold mine a decade or so ago. Tell us about this one person in the center of the story. His name is Nick Hopa.
Yeah, so Nick Hopa was mentioned specifically in the reporting by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, or the ICIJ, that is behind the Panama Paper reporting. He was a 14-year-old boy living in northern South Africa when his father was killed in a gold mine accident. And his father and some other workmates at the mine were killed by chemical exposure. Now, his family had benefits thanks to a fund to help the widows and orphans of mine workers. So for Nick, along with his mother and a younger brother, they were getting by thanks to monthly checks from this fund. But then suddenly the monthly checks stopped coming.
Yeah, what was that about?
So what happened was that they were one of the victims. Actually, it was something like 46,000 widows and orphans that were the victims of this massive fraud by an asset management firm called Fidentia that had been basically looting millions from the funds, basically taking away the benefits that were helping these widows and orphans, and instead spending them on sort of lavish lifestyles and all sorts of fancy things.
Yeah, so what did we learn about Fidentia in the Panama Papers?
So basically, what we know so far is that Mossack Fonseca created offshore companies, offshore structures for two people that were jailed in the fraud here. But we don't know exactly how much money went where.
But we do know the money was being hidden. And we also know that Mossack Fonseca, this Panama City law firm, took fees of at least $59,000 from this Fidentia accountant after he was indicted. Can you clear that up?
Well, what we know is that after the scandal broke in South Africa, one of the two men implicated in the fraud here fled the country. And after it was sort of known that these dodgy dealings were happening, met with a Mossack Fonseca lawyer at a luxury hotel in Manhattan to discuss these offshore holdings, which was deeply, deeply suspicious indeed.
So J. Arthur Brown, the former head of Fidentia, was sentenced to 15 years in jail. That was 2014. Is there anyone else at this point who could be found criminally liable based on the Panama Papers leak?
No, the two people that are mentioned specifically, they're already in jail serving sentences. But the issue here is that there's been a huge effort in trying to recover some of the money that went missing and give it back to these widows and orphans who badly need it.
Yeah. Have the authorities been able to recover any of it?
They have been, but only a small portion of it. And so, you know, there is the thought that this potentially could help track down some of the money and get it into the hands of the people that need it.
Yeah, right. So let's return to the actual human cost of this. The widows and orphans who've needed this money, how have they survived?
It's been tough. I mean, there have been various reports over the past few years over some of them, not just Nick Hopa and his family, but we hear stories about women struggling to pay their children's school fees or having the electricity shut off because they can't afford it. There are thousands of widows and orphans that are continuing to struggle and would, you know, greatly benefit from getting back some of the money if it did, in fact, go into offshore accounts.
Aaron Conway-Smith in Johannesburg, South Africa, with the World's Global Post team. Thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.